Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and as always, thank you for your loyal ear and for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with local community member Bob Kay about a group known as the Friends of the Massivany Vikings, a nonprofit enterprise that is seeking to raise money in support of the sports programs at Massivany High School. As of right now, students at Massivany High School have to pay a certain fee in order to play the number of sports that are offered by the high school. Due to lack of funding available in the budget to cover transportation costs to play these sports. As a former physical education teacher and coach at Massivany High School, Bob emphasized that no family should have to pay for their kids to play sports. As a result, the Friends of Massivany Vikings are holding a fundraiser over Brome Fair weekend in order to get a website up and running for the group with hopes of getting more MVHS alumni involved to raise money and support of those students seeking to play sports at MVHS. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Bob, I wanted to start off before we got into our interview by thanking you for coming down to CIDI to chat all about the Friends of Massivany Vikings and your upcoming fundraiser. I really appreciate it.
It's great to be here.
So, Bob, like I mentioned, we are here today to chat about the Friends of Massivany Vikings, a nonprofit enterprise, and the upcoming fundraiser that it was doing over Brome Fair weekend to support the sports programs at MVHS. So this is the first time that I've actually heard of your group, and I just wanted to start off by asking how your group came together and why exactly.
Well, the beginning started with David Persons, who graduated, I think, 2001, and Nate Forster, who is now the athletic director. David initiated a contact email between Nate and I and asked if we could get together to discuss this type of problem that they're having at the high school. So we did. So then it took about three or four meetings, and then after that we decided to create a board, and I was put in charge of that. So I tried to pick people from different eras of Massivany. We have a parent who had four children go through the school, and then I have somebody from the early 70s, late 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and so on, plus Nate and David and I, so yeah.
Okay, and what is your mission exactly? What is this problem at Massivany in regards to its sports programs for those who might not be aware as to what's taking place?
I suppose the word that would cover most of it would be transportation. Is the costs there have gone astronomically high with gas and the buses and so on, and paying for the people on the buses. I tried to equate that to when I started, it was a long time ago, but 1973, I think I paid less than $300 for a round trip to Lenoxville and then return around the district to Knowlton, Waterloo, Granby, Council, Bedford to drop all the kids off. Buses were full at that point, and now it's over $1,000 to do just to Lenoxville and back to Council, and the parents have to pick them up along the way. So it's completely different situation that for that, and it's astronomical the prices that the kids have to pay fees for. And at one point, to play basketball or winter season, it was, you know, well over $300. And whereas the people in the early 70s, 80s, and 90s played for free. So it's a big difference for those kids. And if you have more than one, obviously, it becomes kids don't play because they can't afford it, which to me is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're trying to do something to raise funds to pay for the kids' fees. That's what we eventually want to do.
Okay, because they have to charge these fees to cover the transportation costs, essentially.
Exactly. So yeah, we're hoping eventually we're trying to get up a website, but it takes lots of steps, lawyers, notaries, to do a nonprofit and all those other things you have to go through. But once the website is up and running, we have lists of emails that we will send to all the alumni and let them know that they were looking to donate online, which is now the way to do it, apparently. Because yes. I've got emails in the last few days since the article came out. How do I pay? I don't have checks. You know.
Yes.
Do you trust me? Send me an e-transfer. It's about what it comes down to. But yeah, so we are looking now at the fair as basically startup costs to get started to pay for the website designer, who actually is a former student at Massivany, and to pay for lawyers and notaries, as I said, and all of that. And once we get over that hump, then we can design the website, get the website up, get it running, and then people can donate online much easier than in this. So that's what we're after at Broome Fair.
Okay. And I this is just out of my curiosity. When schools are given their budgets or whatnot, and when they're going through their budget, do they not have budgets for the sports activities in particular for their students?
I'm going to plead ignorance because it's been about 16 years since I've been involved. But in the near the end of my career, I would say obviously the budgets didn't go up at all to cover the costs, the rising costs of transportation. And then late buses, we started when I was in 73, we started with 6 late buses. And then close to 2000, we went down to 4. Then a few years ago, there were only 2 and they had to pay $5 per trip, the kids. So a lot of kids weren't taking them. Parents were picking them up and so on, or carpools or whatever. And then just lately, Nate has found grants to pay for the late buses. So the kids have, there's now 2 late buses apparently, and they're both free. Or they were last year. I'm not quite sure about this year. But it's just the cost of athletics. My bottom line is I would say that public school should not have to pay for athletics. Doesn't make any sense to me, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. Might also be a little bit of guilt in there because I was the one that started the fees in 2000. So I want to see the end of it, get to the end of the fees if we can. It was at that point maybe $30 to play soccer or a fall sport, $60 to play a winter sport, and maybe another 20 or 30 for the spring sports. But things have changed. So
And from my understanding, when I read the article that you recently did with the Broome County News, schools try to keep those fees as low as possible by applying for grants and whatnot to try and cover these sports activities.
Yeah. Well, Nathan's very good at that. Nate Forster is very good at that. He's got grants to do a lot of things. To late buses was one big one, and he got a grant to do some transportation costs, which brought the cost down. I think it's 150 now in the wintertime rather than over 300. So he's done very well with all of that. And, of course, they need equipment. We need uniforms. We need all that other stuff that goes with it. And the budget that they give us from the school board is not enough. Not enough.
Now, let's get into this fundraiser a little bit more. You mentioned it's startup funds. So what is going to be taking place over Broome Fair weekend exactly? What is your goal with being there?
Well, we have a couple of ways that people can donate. One will be just a donation jar that will be on the counter and everything else. But if people want to give in their email addresses and everything else and fill out a pledge form, we have pledge forms for them that they can give out, put down their email address, amount of money and everything, and get a tax receipt through all that. Obviously, the donation jar, there's no tax receipt. Okay. And that's how we're hoping to do it. Plus, we'll have T-shirts for sale, apparently, and Nathan has all sorts of different posters to go up and pictures and yearbooks. Well, there'll be yearbooks there so people can reminisce a little bit and go back through their yearbook and see where, when they graduate and see what everybody looks like now. So yeah, there's going to be, the booth will be full and it'll be both people present and past that will fill the booth, along with some student athletes that are there to help. So.
Great. Now, you know, Bob, you are a former gym teacher and coach at MVHS. You've been involved in athletics for a number of years. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you have a good understanding as to how the role that sports play in the lives of students here. So why is it so important to ensure that students have access to these programs at MVHS?
Well, I have lots of friends that are academic teachers, but not to put a little anything, but are you going to remember sitting in a, I'll say history class because Danusha won't get upset at me, or will you remember your experiences on a team? Athletics to me has already built team things and good things for people when they go off to work and they work within a group of people. They've already been on a team. I think it's very important that everybody experiences a little bit of that. I've had many students go through the school that in their last year they haven't been on any team, so they decide to try to join a team at that point to experience that. And so, of course, they can put that on their CV and everything else, and people will see that they've done this. And when I went to school, it was, be on a team, and it looks good on your CV, and people will maybe hire you because of that experience.
Yeah, you learn how to be a team player.
Exactly. Which there are very few people that come out of schools, universities, and so on that work by themselves, although there are more now than there used to be. But there's many that are incorporated in a team atmosphere. And if that really happens, then yeah, sure. You've already experienced that, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Bob, about the Friends of Massey-Vanier Vikings and your fundraiser, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for...
No, we've covered pretty well all of it. I just really hope people aren't shy and come to, like, if you didn't like me as a teacher, I'm still there trying to get money and so on for the student athletes of today. And so please just come over, hang out, look at your yearbook, do whatever you want to do, buy a t-shirt, do whatever, but just become involved would be great. We'd love to see everybody.
And I wanted to ask, perhaps you'd like to let people know where you're going to be located at the fair?
Well, as I told the person from the Brome County News who came to the meeting, I said, if you mention in your article that we'll be right across from Derby's Canteen, everybody will know where we are. So we're in the grandstand on the concourse side, right across from Derby's Canteen.
Perfect. And you'll be there throughout the entire
weekend?
We will
be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Perfect. Thank you so much again, Bob.
Thank you, Taylor, very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.